Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bert Show. Real. Funny.
Can only push a man so far, and I feel like Justin Bieber is about to burn the village. So, you know, there's been all these rumors about him and Haley. Then there was the 7-part video series, I think, on either YouTube or what was it, TikTok?
It was on TikTok. Basically, somebody did a deep dive into exposing, apparently, Haley Bieber, that she was kind of stalking Selena and Justin before she and Justin ended up dating.
And it was mostly just a bunch of crap, right? And then he has kind of cryptically been posting things about his emotional state. He's not in a good place at all. And today, on those little notes on Instagram where the stories are, where you could write like a 5-word note that pops up on that story from Justin, it says, "I really tried hard to play nice."
Oh.
So I don't know what's coming from Justin.
Bum, bum, bum.
But you mess. You know, it's one of those things I think you mess with me, that's fine. But now you mess it with my wife.
Yeah.
Now I got to come clean. So we'll see.
Did you see the screenshots from his Instagram Live over the weekend?
No.
It was bad.
What did he say? What did he say?
Well, I mean, he didn't say anything, but a lot of people think he is going through a relapse right now.
Oh, no.
That's what it looked like in the Instagram Live.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, it's actually really devastating. So, I wonder if what's going on, like, with his personal life is kind of fueling that. So,
gosh, I hate that. And I hate with all these, it's so tough for these guys, man. I mean, and I know you must be rolling your eyes too, like, oh, it must be so hard to be a celebrity that's worth $30 billion or whatever. But you got to remember this life that he's had. And I know I'm always sticking up for Justin because he's been in here for so many times since he was young. But, you know, growing up in the spotlight like that, it just doesn't give you a solid foundation, right? And you're constantly taking in that input from people. And he really is a good kid at heart. I mean, now he's an adult. Really good person at heart. But I think at this point, he is ready to start breaking. And just retaliating gives everybody else so much power that I hate to see this for him.
I know. And it really sucks, too, because I remember growing up as a big Justin Bieber fan. I can't remember if it was like a documentary or his movie that came out where I felt like the adults were vocal about him not having like the same track record as Michael Jackson of being like this big child star and kind of getting stunted emotionally or mentally or kind of going down a darker path. And I hate to see that even despite the fact that they were aware of what was at stake, I still feel like he's kind of gone down that route.
I hate it, yeah. hate it. All right, so Kristen was front row for the best baseball game in the country yesterday. As I said before, it couldn't have been the Braves because they didn't do well this weekend. So what game, was it the Savannah Bananas?
It was not the Savannah Bananas. It
wasn't the Savannah Bananas. Okay.
No, I was at Chastain Park at the small ball field to watch the Rockies take on the Yankees.
Jimmy's very first
T-ball game, and it exceeded every expectation.
If you asked me, hey, you have 3 hours I got great seats to the Braves or a professional baseball game or a T-ball game for the first time, I would take the T-ball every single. It's the most adorable cluster you've ever seen.
That is the perfect way to describe it. It's how I've been describing it as a cluster, but just so entertaining. So yeah, Jimmy, we signed him up for small ball this year, and he has two friends on the team, Hendricks and Hudson, and he's been very excited about being a baseball guy. We're trying to get him to say baseball player, but he's a baseball guy. Starting to get used to calling himself a baseball player. And he's really into it. Like, he likes it. And whenever we go to practice, we always have he and I have a little pep talk. And I'm like, all right, we got two goals here, right? First goal, listen to coach. Second goal, have fun. Like, those are our goals, right?
Third goal, take these PEDs and don't tell anybody.
Y'all need to add a third goal, and that's finding a hot Chastain Park DILF. Gotcha. A single father for Abby.
Yeah, can she rent him for a game? Can Abby just take him around the park?
What's his going rate?
Because he's a cute kid.
He's so cute.
Yes.
Normally, I pay people to watch him, but I've never thought about charging people to borrow him to find hot dudes at Chastain.
Maybe I'll just babysit for free. That's okay. What I'll do.
All right, so actually it was, you know, this was everybody else's second game. This was Jimmy's first game. We missed the first game because of his birthday party. So just keep in mind, this was his very first time out there. So the kid had absolutely no idea what was going on.
Could you imagine Austin Riley just going to the Braves saying, hey, I want to let you guys know I need Friday's game off. It's my birthday.
Yeah. So we get there, and it was also picture day. So it was a long morning. So we get there early. He does his individual pictures. They do the team pictures, which was just so stinking cute because they're all wearing these shirts that are way too big and their little purple belts and their hat and all their ears are sticking out from the hat because the hats are too big. It's just ridiculously cute.
Did some of them have the black stuff under their eyes?
Nobody did that. It was very overcast. Right. Granted, we were all suffocating on pollen, but it was very overcast that day. So we get over to the small ball field and I'm watching the game before us, and I'm not kidding you, there actually seem to be more dads in the outfield than actual players. So at some point in time, parents mosey their way to the one dad, like, they're holding their coffee cups, standing out there next to their kid, just
making
sure,
and your shirt's coffee in there.
It might, okay. But maybe with a little hit of Bailey's, making sure like the kids are paying attention or whatever. So now it's our time to get in the dugout, and it's time for them to do warm-ups. And by warm-ups, I mean half of them are playing in the dirt, and the other half are taking ground balls, and then there's two that just keep taking, and the coach is trying to get them to go to the back of the line. So I actually went out there and tried to help facilitate the line and, like, you know, get some kids out of the dirt and actually try to, like, take some ground balls and throw to coach or whatever.
They just needed warm bodies out there. More hands.
Oh, my God. And so now the game has started. Now, remember, Granny and Papa Bill drove all the way from Kentucky to witness Jimmy in his first T-ball game, right? The game started early because, you know, the other teams got off the field early. So everybody's looking at, they were like, we had pictures, we're tired. Let's just, so we started like 10, 15 minutes early.
Again, let's see if this transfers. Braves, everybody's there.
Yeah.
They're playing the Reds and everybody's there. Yeah. It's a 7 o'clock start, but all the guys are there. So, hey, you know what? We're going to start it at 6.
Yeah.
Let's just go.
So, you know, I'm learning a lot because this is my first T-ball game as a parent. So what they do, Abby, is nobody keeps score. Nobody keeps track of outs. They let the entire team bat. And then when you get to the last batter, they yell, last batter, that kid bats, and then everybody runs around the bases and finishes the bases.
Cute.
So that's what they do. Every team, they go through the entire lineup. They all bat. Nobody gets thrown out. And there were some kids who got thrown out, but nobody gets thrown. And so we do that for two innings.
Okay.
We play two innings, everybody gets to bat twice, and we call it a day.
That's good.
So it's time for the Rockies at bat, and then they're all sitting there, and they have these giant batting helmets, and they all look like little bobbleheads.
They're so cute, man. I can't even take it.
Running up. So, you know, I'm very excited because, you know, I had everybody on the show submit at-bat music for Jimmy. Then we let the listeners vote. And everybody voted for Tommy's at-bat song, which was from Boogie Down Productions. Jimmy is the name of the song, which don't listen to it with your kids in the car because it's not about a guy named Jimmy. It's about something completely different. So this is the moment. There's one. Crystal is the team mom who's in charge of announcements and the at-bat music. Again, therefore, he walks out of the dugout. And has no idea where he's supposed to
go. Yeah, right. Take him by the hand and bring him to the tee, right?
No. Well, so he walks out and he starts walking toward the pitcher. And the coach is by home plate and he's like, Jimmy. And Jimmy's just kind of standing. He's just kind of looking around.
Looking at the coach like, you're wrong.
Yeah. And then he starts walking like in between the third baseline and the home plate and like started walking. And then finally coach went out there and grabbed him and brought him to the tee. But he had to get his bat and then he got his bat. And he has to make sure he has his bat because his bat has a J on the bottom of the handle. So he finally, like that whole song, it... He finally gets up to bat, right? And so this is Jimmy's very first hit. Did you hear the crack of the bat?
No.
Oh, exactly. But he hit it.
Oh. It just dribbled?
Yeah.
Like a bunt?
Yeah. Okay. He hit it. There was no big tink. He hit it and he ran. Now technically my son did get thrown out at first, but they gave him a high five and they let him stay. Because that's how he now. The outfield, again, all the players get to go. So they just have, like, they have first, second, third, whatever, and somebody at pitcher. But there's just a sea of kids in the outfield. The only thing Jimmy did the entire time was play in the dirt.
Hey, Jimmy, out of the dirt, buddy. Baseball ready. There you go.
I said that once, and then I realized... This is pointless.
Yeah.
So, and then at one point, coach pulled him back and put him into the grass to get him away from the dirt. And he just kind of slowly moseyed his way back. And there was twice where a ball got hit to him. He never saw the ball. Ball just rolled right on by. He's filling his glove with dirt in the kid field.
And then there are seven kids probably running right by him to get to the ball. Yes. Right.
So you have at least 5 to 6 kids run to the ball. Then they all fall on top of each other. Then there's two other kids that are just laying on their bellies, just sitting there like this with their head in their hands, just talking to each other. There's a lot of dancing because everybody has their own at-bat music, right? And this one kid, that somebody came up to Defying Gravity, shut up. That kid doesn't need to be in baseball. He needs to be on a stage somewhere. So I was floored by Defying Gravity. There's some country music. There's a lot of old school hip hop. You can tell like the older parents. So this one kid comes out to Gangsta's Paradise.
What?
But get this. So they're supposed to bat twice, right? So they go back in they're supposed to bat again. And then I'm waiting because I'm going to film his second at bat.
Sure.
And then they yell, last batter. And then somebody hits. And so there's two Hudsons on the team.
Yep.
And there's two Jameses on the team. They skip my kids.
Well,
he was the only one that didn't get the bat the second round.
Did he even know?
He had no clue.
He had no idea.
But Granny was pissed.
I bet she was.
The Burt Show. Real funny.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.